The 1970s was a terrific decade for rock music. There was all kinds of stuff going down. There was rock and roll, hard rock, progressive rock, arena rock, R&B, funk, reggae, country rock, glam rock, the singer-songwriter thing, L.A. rock, Philly soul, and, you know, no doubt some others as well. Some of the great rock bands of the 70s were Led Zeppelin, The Stones, Pink Floyd, David Bowie, and the kings of all, in terms of raw naked sales figures at least, were the Eagles. And originally, when the original four were getting the band together, guitarist Glenn Frey said the band name wasn't The Eagles, but simply Eagles. Damn it. You know, okay, all right, groovy Glenn, fine. Of course, it took America about a week to stick the obvious article onto Eagles. But the thought, no doubt inspired by various cactus products, was solid, was pure. Glenn, troubled chronically by rheumatoid arthritis since around 2000, the meds that Glenn took to deal with RA led to some bad colitis, finally requiring major surgery this past November. And Frey never left the hospital, dying from complications, including pneumonia. So January 18, 2016, Glenn Frey, multi-Grammy winner and one half of one of the all-time good songwriting duos, was dead at age 67. And for anybody to say, gee, that's young, remember, through dedicated and diligent research, Glenn probably jammed about 89 years into his allotted 67. We'll be right back.
talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you. Something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Romantics, here we go again. But after a while, you look in the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny, come late.
Just give
Eagles right there with the title track to their third album, 1974's On the Border. And at the very end of that song, a listener, especially one using headphones, can hear Glenn borrow the old Rowan and Martin laugh-in line about "Say goodnight, Dick." Only in this case, the Eagles are snarkily addressing President Nixon, who by March of 1974, when On the Border was released, was just beginning to turn America onto the reality that a sloppy cover-up can be worse than the actual crime. So, On the Border, featuring some of Glenn Frey's best electric guitar work. And yes, it's the Fine 89 tribute to the recently departed Mr. Frey, a gentleman who put in a few miles in the left lane of the 405 in his time. Some of the songs on tonight's show will be sung by Don Henley, Glenn's songwriting partner and the Eagle drummer. As the band aged, Henley just sang more and more, and with good reason. You know, the guy was a hell of a vocalist, but Frey was no slouch, as we hear on the terminally pretty Tequila Sunrise, which is usually best heard just before you crawl into the tub to pass out for a while. Also in the mix there, Glenn's huge smash hit, The Heat Is On, from one of the Beverly Hills Cops movies. New Kid in Town was a number one single from Eagles' disc Hotel California. And we kicked it all off tonight with the dandy rocker Good Day in Hell, also from On the Border, featuring Frey vocals and lots of guitar work, along with new Eagles guitarist for that album, Don Felder. Okay, time for our second set. Let's see where this one will lead. And to get this one in gear, let's drop back to 1973, Eagles' second album, Desperado.
Woman, don't try to love me, don't try to understand. The suitcase in your hand. Here's a little money now. Do it just the way we planned. You'll be cool for 20 hours and I'll pay you 20 grand. I'm sorry it went down like this. Someone had to lose. It's the nature of the business.
Angeles, this is Glenn Fry and Don Henley, your friends from the Eagles here, and we've just gotten through to the studio, to the record plant, Studio B, where they're feverishly trying to get together the long-lost fourth Eagles album, tentatively titled Wallet on the Snare. And we got on the phone here Bill Simzik, our engineer-producer, and the newest member of the Eagles, Don Felder, who's down there working on a guitar solo, right?
Right.
Okay.
Left and right.
Well, listen, did you guys put the lead guitar on one of these nights?
Tell them, Don. Sure. You want to hear it?
Yeah, okay. We'll listen to that. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. About 30 seconds of the new Long Lost Eagles album.
Over the phone.
Over the phone.
One for each speaker.
Oh, two phones?
Oh, boy.
This is a high-fidelity production, folks.
Okay, we're just going to play the solo.
Okay.
And you ready?
Sure. Crank it up.
Here we go.
Sounds great, if I could only hear it.
Oh,
it's a print.
Okay, we can start looking for another record company now. Maybe we'll just be DJs.
We're going to double it.
Right, double it.
chocolate earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down. 'Cause I'm already standing on the ground.
Freeway car. I had to be on my way. Now the cars are all passing me, the trucks are all flashing me. I'm headed.
Freeway cars and drugs.
Yes, indeedy. I'd like to find your inner child and kick its little ass. And after 15 years, Henley and Fry wrote a new decent song called Get Over It, and it got them stoked. The 1994 album, called appropriately enough Hell Freezes Over, had four new songs on it, as well as a hits-loaded show for MTV. Before Get Over It, we heard Eagles' cover of the Tom Waits tune, Old 55, found on the Border album, sung by Fry. The super mellow and melodic cosmic cowboy standard from the first album, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, that was in there. So was the monster smash hit, One of These Nights, which was introduced by Fry and Henley, goofing at an L.A. FM station in 1975, as they chatted with Don Felder and producer Bill Simzik on the phone. Also in the mix there, Glenn's solo tune about modern narconomics called The Smuggler's Blues, a song that was featured on an episode of Miami Vice back when Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas were all the rage of television. Glenn got a little time there in Miami. And we got it going with two tracks from Desperado, the banjo-laced instrumental Mysterious Spoon, into the Fry song Outlaw Man. All right, this next set, Onward, it's the Jive tribute to the late Glenn Fry. And you are tuned to 89.1 KJIV FM, Sun Valley, Nevada. Also, 88.1 KDUP, Cedarville, California. And by the time the Eagles released their fifth record, and this would be in December of 76, and it would be Hotel California. And they were international superstars. That record made them not just big, but superstars of an extremely rare magnitude. As in, their album sales could actually keep up with Michael Jackson's. After a few years, Hotel California had sold 16 million here in the U.S. and another 16 mil beyond the border. Just insanely stupendous numbers, and the kind of mega popularity that results in significant blowback oftentimes for a rock band. Where you get so popular that a significant number of listeners and fans now just kind of move on. They're burned out and they don't want any part of the trappings of this mega stardom scene, like the stadium shows and the rampant debauchery. Well, they might be all right with the rampant debauchery, but Hotel California isn't even their biggest seller. That fat crown goes to their first greatest hits record, which was even more of a planetary triumph. And to this day, descendants of Genghis Khan in Uzbekistan may well be listening to the Eagles' greatest hits as their taxis dart in and out of traffic.
Early reading books or playing crazy music just for fun. You know it makes me feel so fine and sets my mind at ease. You know that I don't harm a soul in doing what I please.
Friends, how they dance in the courtyard, sweet. summer sweat. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget. So I called up the captain, please bring me my wine. He said, we haven't had that spirit here since 1969. And still those voices are calling from far away. Just to hear them say, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a lovely face.
Living it up at the Hotel California.
What a nice surprise,
what a nice surprise.
Ceiling, pink champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. In their master's chambers, we gathered for the feast. Stab it with their stealing knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. Check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Listen to me, baby, 'cause you know that I'm hung on you till I'm blind and black and blue. what you do. High on a pleasure wheel, no devil ever cast a voodoo so long and dark and real.
Okay, Glenn Frey from Eagles' debut disc in 72 and the song Chug All Night. The Live Hotel California was from Hell Freezes Over. The song ranked 49th in the Rolling Stone list of 500 greatest songs in the history of the last 60 years. And the song's iconic concluding guitar solo by Don Felder and Joe Walsh is always rated very highly in various polls. And starting that trio of songs, Early Bird, a Bernie Ledden song. Bernie Ledden was the Eagles' original guitar player and a very country-oriented guy, a great banjo picker. And that was a banjo-esque, a banjo-laden song, their Early Bird, from the Eagles' debut album. And that one features Glenn Frey supplying some very short, sweet slide guitar there on Early Bird. So to finish up here, I'm going to play two more cuts from Eagles' album number 3, On the Border, which was really Frey's record, or at least the last album not vocally dominated by Henley. And On the Border has each guy, Frey and Henley, doing lead vocals on 3.5 songs. And it's just a very democratic Eagles record. So yes, Glenn Frey, the first Eagle to get his wings, so to speak. And oh well, it's been a good day in hell. Tomorrow I'll be glory bound.
For you. Well, the stage was set, the sun was sinking low down as they came to town to face another showdown. The lawmen cleared the people from the street. All you bloodthirsty bystanders, will you try to find your seat?
Stardust made